From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Well, we are well into its brand new year, and so much is happening around the world, and how good it is to come into your home and give you these global headlines. One of them is the three nations leading World War III. We're going to discuss those three nations. Jack has referred time and again to seven final signs pointing to the return of the Lord. All seven are happening right now, aren't they, Jack?
In Matthew 24, verse 33, Jesus says, "You'll know when it's near, even at the door." How? He said, "When you shall see all these things happening, then I'm about to return." Now, there were seven signs that had to happen that did not happen until our day and age.
That's so exciting, isn't it? That the seven, many signs in the Bible point to the return of the Lord, but these are the last seven signs.
Now, Rexella showed you there through the headlines that there is a world dictator coming to power, and that's Revelation 13, 1, and a world religious leader in Revelation 13, verse 15. And this is where the robots enter into the picture, because he makes an image to the world politician, and this image is able to speak. It's a robot. What a time to be alive. Now, not only does he speak, but he has great power at the time. And he is the one, the religious figure behind the robot, that creates this mark, where you cannot buy or sell unless you have the 666 number. This is the hour Christ is coming.
Now, take a look at this. The European Union ministers say Jerusalem to be joint capital of Israel and the Palestinian state. In other words, they want the capital for two nations. Going on, Israel, EU stance on Jerusalem harms peace talks. Oh, don't call Jerusalem Palestinian capital. Back and forth here on Jerusalem. And U.S. seeks to relaunch Mideast peace talks. Well, Obama promises Arabs Jerusalem will be theirs. And the villainy, next war to include all Israel. That's a pretty powerful statement. All Israel. Well, there you've got Israel as a nation, Jack.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel 1:1, Nebuchadnezzar went down to Israel, took the Jews as captives to Babylon, and from then on there was no nation called Israel, and they did not have their own statehood for 2,534 years, but God said he was going to bring them back. Ezekiel 36:24, "I'll take you from among the Gentiles, gather you out of all nations, and bring you into your own land." Again, would be their land someday. Amos 9:15, "I'll plant them in their own land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given, saith the Lord God." Well, it happened when they started coming back from all the nations of the world to their own land, and they called it Israel on May the 14th, 1948, as they raised the six-pointed star of David. So they were back into existence. And they had to be in existence to fulfill prophecy, because Russia marches on Israel, mentioned 18 times in Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39. But then Israel wasn't enough. They had to capture Jerusalem. And that took place on June 5th through 10th, 1967. And they were not in control of Jerusalem for 2,553 years. Well, they now possess it, but it's been a heartache. It says Jerusalem will become a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. It has happened. And here is our president giving Jerusalem to the Arabs. This book says that Jerusalem belongs to the Jew, no one else. And it's going to be the city of the great king when our Christ comes back and sits on David's throne in Jerusalem, Luke 1:32 and 33. So when they divide it, it's going to lead to World War III. Joel 3, verse 2. And now let's get into that, Rick Sella.
All right, we'll certainly do that, Jack. And we're going to go right on with our global headlines pertaining three countries who have the same kindred spirit about the future. Putin says, no plans to leave power. New U.S.-Russia nuclear missile treaty is close. And Russia blames U.S. for slowdown in nuclear treaty talks. How can they do that, friends? I don't know. Russia to develop new nuclear missiles and launchers. And there you see Putin again. Russia must counter U.S. missile defenses. Going on, here's another country. China's military power takes quantum leap, growing and growing. China military buildup seems U.S. focused. Uh-oh.
Against us.
U.S.? Here we go again. Iran's president derides Obama and the United States. Iran leader, U.S. wants to stop mankind's savior, and they're talking about Mahdi, their savior, coming. White House, Iran isolating itself with plans for more nuke sites. And Tehran plans a major military exercise. Here's a report. Iran secretly buying nuclear parts from Taiwan? Okay. Turkey-Iran ties continue to worry the West. Oh, yes. And Iran tests new version of missile that can reach Europe and Israel. Ahmadinejad, U.S.-Israel lack courage to attack. I can't believe what I'm going to read to you right now. The evolution of revolution. We do not worship Iran, we worship Allah. For patriotism is another name for paganism. I say, let this land, and they're talking about Iran, burn. I say, let this land go up in smoke, provided Islam emerges triumphant in the rest of the world.
Wow.
Now that's a Khomeini, that's a religious leader saying that.
The leader to Ahmadinejad says, let millions of us die, it doesn't matter as long as Islam rules the world. Now, the Bible says there had to be a Russia, a China, and an Iran because of the war with Israel. So you see how it's all coming together? In Russia, Ezekiel 38, verses 1 and 2, under the terms of Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh, fight the war of the latter years and the latter days, verses 8 and 16. They're defeated in chapter 39, verses 1, 2, 12, and 13. And then China is in with them on the second invasion. That's Revelation 16, 12. The kings of the sun rising move to the Middle East. It's the greatest war in history when China enters in Revelation 9, verses 14, 18. By these three was the third part of men killed by the fire, smoke, and brimstone. Iran and a federation of Arab nations march against Israel for one purpose. Psalm 83, 4, let us cast Israel off from being a nation, that their name be no more in remembrance. See how they all fit together? Christ could not come until we had these seven signs. They're all here. They're about to be fulfilled. And soon we're going up. Come up hither. These prove that Jesus is about to return. This is the hour. Christ is coming.
Yes, our Lord is about to return, and we need to be ready for that. I say it so often to you. If the Lord were to come today, are you really ready? Maybe you've even become a Christian, but there are things in your life you need to get ready, get rid of. Are you ready for the Lord to return? Oh, Jack, all of us need to be ready for that return.
If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I don't care what you've done, how often you've done it, how hideous, heinous your sin appears. He loves you and will forgive you if you pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. You died for me. That precious blood can cleanse me today and save me forever. Lord Jesus, thank you for Calvary. Apply that blood now to my sin. Save me. I pray this in your holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I know that some of you are probably thinking to yourself, whoa, if the Lord came right now, I'm not ready. If you prayed the prayer, the Lord forgave you of anything in your life. We get letters all the time, people on drugs or alcohol, so many, many different ways that we can get mixed up in this life. That's why He died. He died for you. He died for me. And the moment you prayed the prayer, we're cleansed. All right, I want to give you an address right there, Jack Van Impe Ministries. If you'll write to me, I'll send you this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. The Lord wants to walk with you. How good to take His hand and know that you can have peace in a troubled world. And how good it is to know that you're ready if He came at any moment. He could come. And you are ready if you prayed that prayer. So there's the address. Please write to me. First Steps in a New Direction will be in the mail as soon as I hear from you. And now, I just want you to know that everything we've been talking about today, as I said before, is here in our wonderful offer of the week, the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible. And here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Don't put it off. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella, my friend, to order your Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible. Have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation of $59.95 to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation of $59.95 to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now back to Rexella.
Thank you so much, Chuck. And don't put it off. Make the call or write right away. One of the greatest gifts that you could give at any time of the year. All right, let me just leave you with this wonderful thought. Because the Lord is watching over us, we don't have to fear the dangers around us. Look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you, and so do we so very, very much.